Welcome to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. My name is Focus the Batman.
The man with no name, as usual, MC Blade with CCFR.
My name is Ant-Man, aka the sidekick. Wait a minute, you don't finish. That's it.
You wanted you to add extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Add extra. My name is Ant-Man, aka the sidekick.
There's accent in the sidekick.
Ah, but you like it.
No, but you kinda like it.
I
don't like it.
We don't like
Calm
it.
Calm down, let me say it again now.
It's me, Mario.
My name is Ant-Man, aka the sidekick.
Actually, you sound like Mario.
Mario. Welcome to the cinematic world this sweet Sunday evening. You know how we do it, the usual suspect right here, and we are going to give you a sweet lowdown of all the things that have been happening in the movie and TV world alike. And also, we are going to be asking you a question later on the show that has to do with trauma. Just stand by for that. So you know how we do, we check in some of the movies that came out this week, movies that dropped last week. We have some cinematic news for you. You just listened to the trailer for Wonka, and plenty, plenty other things to go.
When we are talking about plenty other things, if I say anime now, Kinatu now will start hyperventilating. Let's just understand that there are a lot of movies that came out this week. Also the ones for last week. And don't forget, you have the opportunity to share your opinions on the show. That's why we are talking movies.
Okay, so some trailers did drop also this week. Good opportunity for you to check them out. One of them has to be the trailer for Castlevania. You know, we spoke about Castlevania a little bit on the show.
Trevor Belmont.
Exactly. So the Belmont family are coming back, and we are going to be playing the trailer for you later on the show. And also another trailer that dropped this week was Gen V, the spin-off of The Boys.
The Boys, yeah.
So it's something to also look out for. So let's start with movies that dropped this week. Haunted Mansion. Who remember the Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion back in 2004?
See, that was one movie that I really loved. It was like a feel-good horror comedy. You know the likes of, what's the name of this horror comedy that year that came out?
Not One Bodies.
There's this popular horror comedy that even...
Zombieland.
No, that even this guy, what's his name, this rapper?
John Cena.
John Cena is a rapper. The black rapper Snoop Dogg was part of.
Scary movie.
Scary movie.
1, 2, 3, 4. So Haunted House was like scary movie, but like the black version. Although even in scary movies.
Even scary movies, like the black version too now.
No, but scary movie had white characters, but Haunted Mansion was like basically a black family.
And this one has Lakeith Stanfield in it. It has Danny DeVito. It has your babe Tiffany Haddish in it.
Ooh,
and also my own babe Rosario
girl
Dawson.
Is ready.
So it's something I can't wait for it to come out so I can watch it. Another movie that came out this week is Talk to Me. It's a horror movie. And the person who made this horror movie, the reason why, not only are people saying it's good, another reason why people are talking about the movie is because the guy who made the movie, this is his directorial debut, and he was making YouTube videos. He started with YouTube videos, started making YouTube short films, and he just went on to do this, and then boom, everybody's like, wow.
We are really looking out for this.
If you had told me that this was made by a seasoned director, like a seasoned horror director, I would have said yes, actually.
When God open your chapter. Hallelujah.
Another movie that dropped this week was is a movie called Orisha.
Oh my God.
Why are you oh my God?
Have you watched it?
No. I had this conversation with somebody and the person was just that. Oh my, I can't wait. And I said, don't carry too much hope. Go.
Why? But like, it's a Nigerian movie and a lot of people are like anticipating. But okay, so it's out. So if you've seen it, let us know. What's your take on it? Yeah?
If you have seen it, let us know your take on it. Now, this movie, when I saw the trailer, I was like, do you want to watch? But it has my legend in it. I was like, I'm going to try and watch it, even though the trailer was a little bit bombastic. And it's none other than Hidden Strike with Jackie Chan and John Cena.
See, it's not. We'll have a conversation on that later.
No, you are going to tell us.
I've seen it.
You're going to tell us a little
if
bit.
If you have seen Hidden Strike, you can talk about it, because we'll talk about it on this show today. But no spoilers.
No spoilers. Just let us know your take on the movie. If it's something we should check out, if it's something that is worth it. If it's not, Mopaka, our boss, they go house. Now, a show that I love, brilliant show that I love the first season of. The second season just started right on Amazon Prime, and it's called Good Omens Season 2.
Finally!
Good Omens.
So I haven't started on Good Omens.
Oh my God. You're missing.
The premise alone.
Wait, you said it's on Netflix?
No, it's on Amazon Prime. The premise alone is beautiful. It's about the ant.
They sent an angel.
They sent an angel to take care of the Antichrist, right?
Yeah.
So that he will be good.
Instead of turning into Antichrist.
The Congo Sue. Before he turned into a child, that was supposed to be taken care of by an angel so that he doesn't turn into the Antichrist. So they now went to switch. They became by mistake. They became Congo Demon Hand.
You really need to see this movie.
So everything everything. So the angel, I think it was Balthazar, that was the angel and the demon had to like work together. So that because the demon is saying, me, I don't want the Antichrist, so me, I'm enjoying it. If Antichrist happens,
I'll go
fire.
And then the angel was like, there was just this complication happened. Nice. So they were not working together so that they can stop the Antichrist.
Anyway, so the Good Omens season 2 is out, so you can check
is
that
it out. Out?
Yes, it's out.
It's out.
Every episode is out on Amazon Prime. So you can check out Martin Sheen and David Tennant right there on Good Omens.
It's kind of blasphemous
2.
Though. So if you know you're really, 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 really just like that.
Which are religious like that?
But it's true now. It's just like
you'll be watching and be like, hey, God, go punish.
Have you
me,
seen
go
punish. that kind of feeling? Have you seen Lucifer? Plenty blasphemous something.
We will continue with some of the movies that dropped and the movies for last week. Right now, we need to go and pay some sharp bills. When we return the movies,
we say sharp bills. So we are really
it's sharp now.
We are specific about the sharp bills, guys. Sharp bills, please.
Yes, it is still the movies with the usual suspect. Okay, so still talking some of the movies that dropped this week. For those of you who love the video game, the TV show is out and...
Which video game?
Calm down. It's called Twisted Metal.
Now, only you or my brother. I don't know. Has anybody twisted any metal? Iron Benders, please send us message. Because I don't know.
Anyway, Twisted Metal is out. I think all episodes also of Twisted Metal is playing on Peacock. And it has Anthony Mackie in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last time I saw Anthony Mackie in any other thing apart from a Marvel movie was when he did that other Netflix movie that was anyhow.
What's the name of that movie? The one where he was part cyborg.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't really fancy it though.
I just liked my Nigerian brother inside Sha, but that was all.
That was it.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, like my legit Nigerian brother was in the movie.
Why did he?
You don't know?
What? You didn't know?
Oh, you didn't know? My brother was in the movie. His name is Idris Damson.
Like your
my brother,
blood
yeah.
brother.
You don't know. You don't know.
Like...
Sometimes it's Altered Carbon, but yeah, that was it.
Yes, Altered Carbon. Yeah, yes, it was. He was in Altered Carbon. Okay, still talking movies. I've not seen this one. I saw the thriller. I was like, but okay. And I think somebody has seen the movie Yarrow because he was the one that was recommending the movie, and it's called Sympathy for the Devil.
Devil, yep.
Okay,
you've seen it?
wait. Have you seen it or haven't you seen
Calm
it?
Calm down. No stress me. Don't stress me.
Have you seen it? Is it not yes or no?
The one with Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
Just go and see it first.
Yeah, so
I don't understand it, so it's not like a cat stuff happening again.
No, it's not like a cat stuff now. Anyway, Sha, let's see. Gide from Ado, say please, you guys have any idea on this movie and find out if it's out? Let's see what he's sending us.
Okay, you can join us. We're live on Instagram at Popcorn and Reels. You can check us out right there and let us know your take on some of the things we're talking about. He said Roadkill, right?
Roadkill.
The name of the movie, Roadkill. Okay.
But with this poster, we wait for Chinatu to find out.
Yes, Chinatu have to help us
Chinatu
find out.
Is this type? These are your type of movie.
Yes.
Roadkill.
From the poster, it's
from the
type,
poster,
it's your type of
looking
movie.
At your type of movie.
You need to correct this notion. It's not like it's my type of movie, my type.
No,
my
but
type.
You do it for type. The.
No, you do it for the fans.
For the fans, yes. you get yes. You do it so they don't have to.
Yes.
You watch the terrible movies and come and tell them, don't watch this movie.
You don't have to put it that way.
Okay, you watch the B-rated B, like...
Jesus!
And finally, the movie, another movie that dropped this week, it's called The Beanie Bubble. I've not seen it. And okay. if,
seen
that,
it.
That's out on HD, so yeah. You can check it out.
Okay. Don't go in with too much expectation. It's more like this fun kind of, it's not Marvel.
Did you hear bubble inside? The movie is bubbling.
Even that other one, Joyride.
Joyride is bad. I've not seen it, but I heard it's like it's a very good, it's just R-rated, like, raunchy comedy.
Like high school.
It's Asian. Asians are being like all the characters are Asians.
Not all,
but they're mostly Asian. Yes. Because I think Constance Wu is in it. One, the girl in Crazy Rich Asians.
Ooh, so that's that.
So you're looking at the face and you're like, he looks familiar.
This girl, I know her somewhere. Ooh.
Okay, so let's jump into the movies that dropped last week. And of course, Oppenheimer is still one of the biggest talked about movies in recent cinema history. Came out last year, and then another was
last week.
Another movie. Yeah, still talked about that had the Barbenheimer. Barbie. Is Barbie. Then Resident Evil, Death Island, The Venture Bros. Radiant is the blood of the baboon heart. Then they clone Tyrone, The Invincible, Atomic Eve, Rally Road Racer, and Stephen Curry's underrated documentary.
I want to talk about the Rally Race animation. Oh, God. Beautiful. Beautiful, you should see.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, so now that we've talked about movies that came that are new and the ones that came out last week, can we talk about what we've seen? Like, what did you see this weekend?
Yes, what did you see this weekend? Because Yaro on our Instagram is saying the week was packed with movies and TV show, and I believe he watched a couple of. So you can tell.
But what he was mainly talking about was The Drums of Liberation, and that was came out today. No, it's not an anime. It's actually the episode 1070. Of One Piece.
But you said it's not anime.
It's anime.
But you just said it's not anime.
No, like anime as in a full animation. No, but like is One Piece the episode?
I mean, the movie is one. The movie is One Piece.
The anime is One Piece. Oh. And this is episode 1070.
Congrats.
And it's called Drums of Liberation.
Oh, I thought you said.
And this is the episode that Gear 5 has been unveiled. So yes. For anime lovers.
Wow.
Now God will judge you.
No. I've decided not to tassi you again about this whole anime thing.
You can't tassi me because my God will judge you. I'm leaving the fight for God.
Talk.
Okay, live on Instagram also, Judith Sampresto is sending in a message here, and he says, thank you guys. He said, Kinatu, thank you for warning us. I don't like blasphemous movies like that. He said, that is why I couldn't finish Lucifer. And she laughs. Other messages here, OG. He's saying Altered Carbon is helping us. Why here? You say Hidden Strike. Are they
hiding from his strike?
Are they hiding from his strike? That's what Yaro continues to say. And he says, okay, your eye better pass my own. Focus, you got to read this thing.
Okay, so Yaro, where? From where?
Okay, start from here.
From here, it's a Hidden Strike. They are scared to shoot outside. CG is a great tool, but my goodness, suffered in this movie. Let me not spoil the movie, Sha, but all I can say really is that the bloopers were better.
Actually, I felt the bloopers were better, Sha. You say you haven't watched Sympathy for the Devil yet, though. That's what he still continues to say.
Okay, so you haven't watched Sympathy for the Devil yet, but any other movie that you have seen or TV show, just let us know. Like I said, we are available on Instagram at Popcorn and Reels, and we can see your messages right here on WhatsApp. And this, she's saying, good evening. Been patiently waiting for the show. I am so excited about the news of Castlevania. I discovered that they don't make comedies like they used to, e.g. Zoolander, Hangover, Meet the Parents, etc. Great show.
Actually, Shao. True. But there are still some comedy series that are still airing. Something like Young Sheldon is still there.
Young
Sheldon. Chase is in six.
No, just finished.
Okay, just. Yeah. I have to go and look for it.
But meanwhile, I need to apologize to you guys. Last week, I recommended a movie, God is a Bullet. I'm very sorry. Please, I'm very sorry. Have mercy on me. If you want me to kneel down, I'm going down.
Hey, yeah.
My only advice is run.
Why? It wasn't interesting.
My brother, don't use interesting in the same line. See, okay, the main person, Jamie Foxx, Ide poster. I was like, Jamie, oh my God. Jamie was not even the supporting character. He was not the supporting to the supporting. He was not supporting anybody. He appeared like 3 times. And then the guy from this Bob, is it Nicolaj something?
Yes, Nicolaj Coastal Waldo.
Oh, Lord God. That movie is a total drag. Don't see it.
Wow.
Please don't see it.
I've already done what I'm not supposed to do. I downloaded it. Okay, so more messages here.
More messages right here. And Sucre from Cairo said, the hidden strike that has a combo of John Cena and Jackie Chan go loud. Show me better iconic movie than this.
I agree.
You agree with God is a bullet?
Yeah. Waste of time.
Hey, total waste. For the middle, now I know say Kai.
The poster should be prosecuted. Wow. And Nita right here saying Chinatu obviously doesn't care about anime, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he doesn't care. And God will judge him for it.
Okay, so talking about Sucre's message here, he said, I will be watching it. And Good Omens must be a nice watch too. Just like the movie, just TV show. Lucifer, I like Lucifer so much. Dude came to the world to take a vacation from hell, broke off his wings and hid them until someone found them and wanted to auction them. Funny stuff. I really don't like seeing unfinished series. I don't like waiting. I like to binge on my movies. So I will give Good Omens another month, maybe next month, next month before season 3 go come out, then I'll binge watch them.
Wait,
but come on now, watch season 2 first.
No, watch season 1 then watch season 2. Like that's enough episodes for you to frame a popular opinion.
Exactly.
My brother, I'm in the same shoe with you. I usually wait for it to be complete.
That's the reason why they spoil it for you people.
Good. But we've been waiting. Season 1 that came out since how many?
I think 2019.
Like, 2019.
Yeah, that was a long time.
2020. You so don't
think
season
3 will come out next month? Okay.
Anyway, OJ from Maraba is saying that he remembers the time when we were in another location, but thank God he's hearing our voice now. Yeah, thank you, OJ. You say you really missed us. We missed you too. We cannot hear your complaining.
And Joe West saying, hi, guys. Which voice am I hearing? Like, focus. It is my voice, Joe West. Nice to have you join the show. You remember Joe West?
Yes,
now?
I remember Joe West. Joe West, we remember you.
Good evening, guys. I heard the movie Oppenheimer wasn't worth the hype. I had to pause on the... Really? Judith?
Really?
Okay. No, you cannot be having it now.
No, my...
It's barely 2 weeks.
Now, wait now. Before they brought out the Oppenheimer, there was another Oppenheimer I saw that I downloaded.
That opened your...
I think it's a documentary to the main movie. Maybe that's the one she saw, because when I got to the middle, I realized...
Okay, so this is what happens when you bootleg, yeah?
This is what happens when you don't listen.
And when you bootleg.
You know if it's out, if it's available in any format, we will tell you it's available.
Yeah,
when you just Abba.
No, I was just, you know, perusing through it, and I saw open and I said, "Chair, this movie don't drop." In my mind, I'm going to shock you guys on the movie show. I'm going to go up and tell you everything. Now when I don't watch, I go see person for chair. They say in 1942, I said Jesus.
Okay, more messages. It's still Judith here saying, you guys haven't responded to my message. We just did.
Okay, so, no, I think, he, okay, because we are seeing a lot of messages here. People are sending us messages also on Instagram.
They clone Tyrone was interesting, but it was kind of dragging at the beginning. I almost gave up before the movie picked, and I started enjoying it.
Yes.
And like I said, beautiful movie. I really love movies that play on movies like Get Out, movies like Us, movies like
I did not finish Us.
Okay.
You didn't finish Us?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So you know, the only problem I had with the Clone Tyrone was it was too long. 2 hours, 4 minutes was just, it would have been shame.
Stop saying that as if you watch the end credit and the beginning of
But
the...
I do watch end credit.
Okay,
now
you, credit
now you Sha.
I am waiting for after
I remember
credits.
When I went to the cinema to focus for... Is this Spider-Man or...
So Focus waits for the after end credit and waits to see some specific details.
Sometimes
like the names of the directors, some people for special effects, because it's necessary information.
It's very necessary.
And you can't get these things online.
Remember when we watched Anna?
Yes, I remember when we watched
Anna. We needed to wait to see the name of the fine girl that was sitting on the washing machine.
Yes.
Yeah, so things like that.
You need to know.
You understand?
You need to know the characters.
So that
you can stalk them on social media.
You can just Google this stuff. Talking about the cloned Tyrone.
Yeah.
Why was she saying that the beginning was like a...
So, do you know up till now, I can't find myself watching the cloned Tyrone. I press play bar and immediately I changed it to something else. I couldn't
wait,
stand.
No, they gave me that old vibe. Don't expect HD.
From the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
See, it had that intriguing moment from the beginning where this guy is on the poster. John Boyega's character is on the poster.
Yeah.
You know he's the main character, you get and everything. And then 15 minutes into the movie, he gets shot.
You're
like six bullets. I'm like, wait,
what's happening?
Our star don't die.
Yeah.
And then next scene, he's
waking up.
Like, wait. Then immediately after the next scene, after he came out from the supermarket, he now saw his version that was shot walking. What? I was like, no,
I think I understand the reason why. So you remember what this our best director normally does with the whole Afro.
I think
it's with the Biebie. I thought it was Kule Afolayan that starred the Biebie for the clone Tyrone. So that's why.
First of all, that makeup was very annoying. I don't know who did it.
So I think it's the makeup that was a put off for me.
That gold teeth thing. I don't know.
It's grill.
It was a subject matter. It was a plot device in the movie. If you listen.
Why? They use the teeth white person.
No. If you listen to what Kiefer Sutherland's character said about the black community always wanting to do this, putting on their grill, their chains and all those things, it was symbolic to the narrative of the movie.
Well, somebody will send in a symbolic message. Judy continues here saying episode 1000 plus. I don't have that type of patience for such long series at all. Talking about One Piece,
that person that was waiting for that said they like waiting for a complete.
Yeah, it's still to be complete.
Oh, yeah, start to you shall get 1070 something.
Okay, yes, since you like waiting for something to be complete, my brother, start One Piece now before you reach where we did before don't finish.
But the annoying thing about the clones, Tyrone, is nobody
knew who was Tyrone.
No, they didn't even mention Tyrone.
Because I think I get that now. I didn't remember it.
Is a black name
Tyrone thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
Tyrone is a very stereotypical black
name.
American name.
I thought of it too.
You get
it.
So that
they cloned
that,
Tyrone.
Exactly.
And they
because
just,
everybody was cloned in that movie.
They would have just said they cloned Fontaine or something.
No.
Fontaine.
Not the name of the
name of the character.
Cast.
The name of no.
The character, sorry.
Tyrone. it's just like the joke that was played in 2010's Death at a Funeral. When Chris Rock's character told Kevin Hart's character to go get his dad's body from the morgue so they could bury him and everything. And then they brought an Asian guy. And the first name he said was, you got Jackie Chan in there.
Anyway, jumping straight into the WhatsApp messages. Bonjour, Mademoiselle. Lucifer is one of my favorite movies in the series, and it's a very good series to watch. You say so. Also, Good Omen. They are very good watch series to watch. Obedient Moneymaker, all the way from Benin Republic. Sense
and Gabriel from Dapig saying. Contributing for the first time on your show, I really love.
Congratulations!
Congratulations! Shake Shakira for him small.
Well, we know Gabriel. This is a new Gabriel.
No, maybe it's the other Gabe. No, you know, we know a Gabriel.
We know a Gabriel. The one that calls.
This one is
Gabriel.
A Gabriel from.
I don't get it again. I'm not understanding. Gabriel. Who is that? The Gabriel.
Well, Gabriel is sending a message. Let's read Gabriel's message.
And he said, I really love Good Omen season 1 and I've been waiting for the second season for a while now. I'm really happy it's out. And have you guys seen The Sound of Freedom by Jim Caviezel? No, not yet. I heard that the message from the movie is quite powerful. I heard the same thing too. And he said, I've seen the trailer for Sympathy for the Devil starring Nicolas Cage and I've got to say I'm not really impressed by what I saw.
Okay, now.
Looks like something I've seen before.
Watch the film now. Watch the film.
Okay, another message here. Good evening, movie watchers, viewers, and listeners. He said, please, what to ask, what season Legend of the Seeker stopped? And what season Xena, the Warrior Princess, stopped? Please, the two guys in the studio, please, you guys should help me allow the only lady in the studio to talk to.
Today.
Because last week, you even did not allow the one beautiful lady in the studio to talk.
It's the same person. You are the same person that sent the message last week. You even said beautiful. And you think you're complimenting me, Abi?
Well, he continues. He's really stressing on how beautiful you are. But anyways, his name is Mayaki.
Don't skip to the next message. Correct him now. Say something. Defend my honor.
Our sidekick is a guy.
His name is Chinatu.
Wow, this life. Anyway, good evening, guys. Osh still sending a message. Say, remember when we used to buy DVDs with deceptive movie posters? Please,
yes.
Let's make sure we don't watch trailers of movies before we okay, let's make sure we watch the trailers of movies before we download them. If not, you will watch the wrong Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know what? This happened just this week.
You watched the wrong Pirates.
No, somebody saw this Orisha.
Yes.
Yeah. They were like doing the premiere or something. One of our editors, Abayomi. So he was like, ooh, he rushed to YouTube. And then I said, he was like, how have you get this movie? I said, I don't know. He now opened it and said, no worry, I don't see him. I don't talk anything. And I do reviews. 2 minutes. Now I turn, look at him. Your face said they good. You should have said, what? Don't you, Risha? You know what they do? They go to YouTube. They bring this, I don't know where they get these movies from. Yeah. And then they now write, Risha.
They find a way to put a random movie. They'll put the thumbnail of the movie.
Thank you.
It is. And then you click on it.
It's called clickbait.
You're wicked.
More messages are still
more messages.
Guys.
Yeah, happy to hear your voice. Focus. MC Bluetooth. It's Focus that made me remember your voice. So anyway, there's a movie I'm still waiting for. I've heard a rumor about Expendables and Terminator. Update, please. Well, there is a new Expendables in the works. And I think a trailer even dropped recently. Yes. But anything on Terminator right now, there's nothing. There's just a fan art of John Cena being the T-800 online. But there's nothing.
John Cena? Wait, but that would be good, though.
How will it be good?
You know John Cena would be the absolute K-leg.
You see the iconic status that James Cameron designed the T-800 with Arnold Schwarzenegger on 1984 and then 1992 Terminator can never, I don't think anybody can replace that. If you like squeeze your face, that somebody that leaked bitter leaf, I'm still going to tell you cannot be replaced.
While he's telling us that, he says, I disagree with telling the guy to start One Piece. Bluetooth, don't forget that was how we started Naruto, and before you know, boom, we were waiting for a new episode every week. That's what Jinx says. So yes, it's very addictive. Once you start, before you know, Piam, you don't reach where we do.
What's addictive?
Animes.
Hey, yeah.
Anyway, let's pump our brakes on the messages right now, but just keep them rolling in. Let's go check out some cinematic movie news quickly to see what's happening in your backyard for movies and TV gifs.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Starting with some cinematic movie news. Who remembered the 1999 movie called American Pie with Jason Briggs, Sean William Scott?
American Pie had
even up to 2012. That was when part four. But I'm talking about the first one, American Pie. Do you know Sean William Scott, the guy that plays Stifler, said he was only paid $8,000 for playing this character Stifler, and the movie went on to gross.
Yeah, Stifler now.
The movie went on to gross $235 million on a budget of $11 million.
Well, if you're talking about that, there are a lot of actors who still feel that they were ripped off based on what they initially bargained for when they were going on contract for a movie.
He said, I ended up having to work at an LA zoo as a churro guy, so maybe it was even less than $8K. Very, very sad.
Very sad. I'm wondering how the guy that did something the gods. The gods are crazy. Something crazy gods.
The gods must be crazy.
The gods must be crazy. The African guy.
That guy.
No, the guy was paid, but he was paid like $200 or so.
To him, that big money.
Yeah, as a den. That's what he thought. But when he found out what the movie made and what it was worth, he was ripped off.
Crazy. Crazy. Okay, so on to the next news right now. Some of you might be very happy about this news, and I don't know if I will be, but so far the TV show has been doing well. Universal is still very much interested in making a live action Invincible movie.
See, they should not. If not, God will punish. See, eh?
But think about how they've been able to handle The Boys, because it's the same guys who brought you The Boys that brought you Invincible.
Okay,
and
but
let's
here
see
is
how
thing.
Blood.
Here is the thing, yeah. When The Boys came out as the series itself. So we didn't get to see like an animated version. But now we are seeing the animated version of Invincible.
And
we are all caught up and everybody's crazy about it. When they now start doing the live action, it will be watered down.
It won't be watered down, because if they can give us that TV show in that sense, you see how bloody the
Boys
all seasons of The Boys are, and everybody's saying this is what Marvel is afraid of doing. That's why they hardly make any of their characters R-rated, like their movies. But now we're going to see Deadpool be a little bit of R-rated, and I'm happy to see that. So I think I'm looking
Deadpool has always been R-rated.
No, I'm talking about the movie Deadpool 3 is going to be R-rated since it's under Disney.
Okay.
You know, it was under Fox.
Okay, so
but
this
now
is
it's
the first time it's under Disney and it's going to be R-rated.
It's still going to be R-rated. So me, I won't lie, I'm looking forward to seeing a live action of Invincible.
I think I prefer the animation. I mean,
of course, the animation is still good. I'm just saying.
You watched Atom Eve, Abby?
Sorry?
Atom Eve.
Atom Eve, put your mouth to the mic.
You haven't?
No.
Aye. Yeah.
Even though that wasn't really bloody.
So if they now do the live action, what then happens to the animation that we've started?
No, this is not now. They're just saying maybe later
thinking.
In the future.
Yeah, okay.
I'm telling their future to leave it, Shabot. Let's continue.
All right, on to the next news. Nicolas Cage says seeing his cameo in the Flash movie was very satisfying. You know, back in the early 2000s, he was supposed to play Superman. They even did a suit test, screen test with Tim Burton for him. Like, he was supposed to play Superman. And Nicolas Cage is so much of a Superman fan that his son is named Kal-El.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I know, I read that somewhere. But also, there's how you'll be very broke that even if they just feature you like 10 seconds, you'll be very happy that
he's... No, he's not even talking about the money. He said it was satisfying for him to see himself actualized as an embodiment of Superman. So yes, he said, I was glad I didn't blink. For me, it was the feeling of being actualized.
Wow. Let's clap for him.
Well done.
Okay, more cinematic movie news. Okay, have you seen Secret Invasion? Have you watched all?
No, I haven't. So I started
the one with my baby girl. What's her name again?
Emilia Clarke.
Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion. The Marvel series about Nick Fury.
No. Yeah, Bluetooth told me about it, but
you have not seen it.
So I started episode one. Immediately after episode one and the way it ended, I was like, something is not just adding inside this series.
It's not giving.
Mm-hmm.
It's not giving. No, it was not loading.
Anyway, so I can't even say the news.
My brother say it. Don't worry. There's nothing that will be spoiling in this.
Okay, you know the canon for the Secret Invasion has happened in the comics. The Earth was taken over by Skrulls. So every high-ranking member of society, from presidents to ministers and everything,
were Skrulls.
Not human beings. So Marvel tried to do a Secret Invasion and it was just there. Anyway, Secret Invasion director Ali Salim says he thinks that Rhodey, that is a war machine, has been a Skrull since Captain America Civil War. Because in this Secret Invasion, it was revealed that he has been a Skrull since advising the American president to launch an attack against the Russian to cause World War III. And if that happens, radiation will spread around the world. Human beings cannot exist, that cannot survive in radiation, but the Skrulls
can.
They can. So that would have been crazy.
Yeah, because that even one of their fruits even thrives in a radiation-free, choked environment. That is a very stressful something, Sha. But anyways, see what's going to happen here. You know, we asked the question earlier on saying what had you watched over the weekend, and some of you have shared yours. You are still open to share that by hitting us up on WhatsApp 080-999-30137, and the phone lines will be open shortly. But still, we are giving you gist based on news and entertainment so that you will for no loss, you understand? That's where we are. But we will soon go and pay some bills. But before we pay these bills, another big gist inside news concerning all these series that we have listed now. Kinatu, why are you squeezing face?
Because he's thinking you want to say something about anime.
No, I'm not going to say anything about anime.
But I didn't do anything. I didn't
want to say anything about anime, but now that you said it now, I just have to tell you guys that I started watching Demon Slayer again, and like I had to like co-op one of my friends now, and like he's caught up into the whole Demon Slayer universe, and like she's really enjoying it.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done. I just even want to say, like, when you watch Demon Slayer, don't forget to watch the special episodes. One thing about animes that is also very cool is they have special episodes. My God, we judge you. You that like cats. Oh, God.
We'll be right back.
Big news and entertainment this week. Big news.
Zachary Levi says he has no idea if he's returning to play Shazam in the new DC.
Yeah, so after the last one, even myself, I have no idea whether he will return. He should not return because I was so angry with Shazam. What was the title of the last one?
But you were angry with the movie, but yes, the actor was he did his job.
The director. If I find the director's number, I will spam his account with messages and insults. In fact, I will troll him, drag him like small generator that the wire I want to cut.
He says, I don't know what the future holds because Fury of the Gods was not well received.
At all.
Okay, so a lot of movies right now have been pushed due to plenty things that's happening in Hollywood. So some movies that we're expecting sooner have now been pushed to either late this year or next year. Now let's start with Kraven the Hunter has been delayed all the way till August 30th, 2024.
Here is this strike that is causing this delay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Venom 3 has been pushed and will be released July 12, 2024.
Oh, my baby.
Beyond the Spider-Verse has been delayed indefinitely.
Ah.
Bad Boys 4 will now be released June 14, 2024. Ah. Ghostbusters Afterlife, a sequel to the one that came out, was it last year or 2 years ago, has been delayed to March 29, 2024.
Okay.
Then the car racing movie Gran Turismo with David Harbour in it has been delayed by 2 weeks to August 25th, and the Sony the studio is saying the stars cannot promote the movie because of the ongoing strike, but you as a fan
can promote the movie if you like promote.
And other comic book movies that have now set a new release, we have Madame Web coming February 14th, Deadpool 3 coming May 3rd, Venom 3, yes, Captain America 4 July 26th, Joker 2 coming October 4th, and wow, Thunderbolt December 20th. And okay, one more news.
Okay.
Paramount CEO Brian Robbins said they are moving away from releasing original animated movies in theaters or in cinemas and instead will focus on IPs. So
okay,
original, like let's say you are dishing in an original idea for an animation, they'll tell you, we're not going to release them for cinema. But if you now say want to do Shrek 16, they'll be like, yes,
okay,
that's an original IP. Bring it, like more runner. So, and Guillermo del Toro, a fantastic director that loves animation, who did Shape of Water, who did Pinocchio recently, yes, who did Hellboy, said this is heartbreaking.
It's really heartbreaking, Sha, if you think about it. But anyways, talking about things that are heartbreaking, let's jump straight into a question for you, the listeners. Now, so last week we talked about this thing and we said, you know, growing up, but there are these movies that you have seen that you'll be like, ah, this movie traumatized me. So the big question today we are asking is, what are those movies that traumatized you while growing up?
Yeah.
Kukureku, kureku, kureku. Oh, focus, don't use your off-key to spoil this. I was about to go into
what's
this.
The name of that movie?
I don't remember. You don't say now. We can just call it Kukukureku for now.
So there were a lot of movies that we saw growing up. One of the movies that I know that traumatized me growing up was Evil Dead. We gonna catch you, I gonna catch you, we gonna kill you. See, that scene, yeah? Anytime, so in the night, my parents would be like, oh yeah, everybody go and have your bath before you sleep. As I just they climb up and never go carry life, gonna lantern with the use that year. My siblings will just start a singer. Hey, final destination.
Final destination traumatized an entire generation.
Yeah. Do you know how bad Final Destination trauma is?
I became paranoid.
Till today, if people see a truck loaded with locks,
yes,
they avoid it
immediately.
Where are they?
Destination.
Till now.
Hey.
So they are going far. Do you remember one scene about when in the barber salon, I think something hit something and went to hit someone who was all related,
yes.
So if I'm going on the road and I hear some kind of clicking sound, I run.
Ha. No, but Final Destination was crazy, Sha.
Final Destination was
an adult.
So guys, share your opinions. What are those movies that scarred you as a child? Your childhood trauma or even adulthood trauma, if you think about it. Yeah.
One of the movies that traumatized me as a kid that even if I hear the sound till today, still gives me a little bit of shiver and raises the hair on the back of my neck has to be Witches, the 1990 movie that was now remade in 2021.
Yes.
Witches as a kid, You know, where
if they give you sweets,
Rassi, they give, oh, this
wait, is it the one that this my girl and
Anne Hathaway and Hathaway make?
Oh, so there was, so there was the original,
oh,
which is, yeah.
My God.
And I'm sure that that is where that myth of if they give you sweets, it returns to human finger. I'm sure that's where that stuff came from.
They turned into rats. It was scary. The transformation alone was scary.
It was scary.
The way they were changing their bodies, no.
You guys are now taking it in too far. Let's. What about? Focus. I was expecting you to talk about Willy. Oh, that's your
Willy.
No.
It did not traumatize me. I watched it and it was quite funny. It was quite funny. I won't lie. It was quite funny. But guys, share your opinions. Don't forget the numbers are up for WhatsApp. Is 08099930137. Let's know those movies that traumatized you while growing up.
Okay, taking some messages right now. This one, hi guys, you people should talk more Nigerian movies now, or make una break the program into segments and make Nigerian movies more valid.
No, we talk about Nigerian movies.
I know Nollywood is full of dramas, dedicated segments, or to action movies, thrillers, comics, and dramas, and let Nollywood be at the center of drama segment. Even though Z World would also give us a ride for drama. OJ in Gwarimpa. And by the way, I'm a proud Nigerian filmmaker based in Abuja. I am also a proud Nigerian filmmaker based in Abuja, Gwarimpa to be precise.
I celebrate you, my brother.
If you watch Yawa's kids, we are talking to the director.
Woo! That's right, one of the directors of Yawa. Yeah, he's the director.
Yeah, well, he's the director. Any scene you see that carry gun, he directed
He came with his PA, the world of man.
And more stunts. So, but here is the crazy thing, we would love very much so, because even as we are live, Dimbo Atiya joins us live on Instagram. Chris Ode,
now if you just someone, okay, might not know the name. Dimbo Atiya, the creator of Halita, Sons of the Caliphate, joined our show. Chris Ode, the producer of Living in Bondage, Chineke the Pretty Serpent.
He's live with us right now as we are talking.
He's live with us. IMDb.
So we do talk about Nigerian movies.
When we have information.
When we have information, or if there was a Nigerian movie that was released on Netflix, when we talked about
Yahoo Plus.
A lot of we try to blend everything to be a good mixture, so you can have good variety to, you know.
And I also bring in the Niger vibe once.
You don't know.
I just mentioned the kukureku.
And good evening, guys. This is Ike from Gariki, first time caller. That message you sent, but okay. Have you guys seen the trailer for the movie Cobwebs, a horror movie? Looking forward to it as a horror movie freak. No, I've not seen the trailer.
I haven't seen that.
But sorry, is it like Halloween is coming? Because now...
Yes, Halloween is October.
Halloween is October.
October
31st, yeah?
So now scary movies just come out these days.
They throw them there. And we have more messages even on our Instagram. We'll scroll down because many of them plenty. But let's still be taking this one. Hi guys, still Jide from Ado. The movie I watched this week is The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. I love that movie. Die. The Good, The Bad and The Ugly, 1966.
For those who don't know,
it is actually a part two of
the 1428.
A fistful of dollar A fistful of dollar
that came out in. Tell us, please, sir.
IMDb. Excellent.
Let's move on. People are not nice. Okay, this one Yaro says, this week I was able to watch Special Ops Lioness. I think I have two episodes of that. I've not watched it. It has Zoe Saldana in it, and you know she's another of my babe. Hijack episode 6 was crazy.
So I haven't started
it
on Hijack.
It was cliffhanger.
I haven't started on Hijack.
Idris Elba.
See, if you see what happened at the end, you're thinking, okay, these people are going to take back the plane, and then power.
Okay, no spoiler.
No spoiler.
But you see Hijack and Silo, Silo.
Yeah, Silo.
I'm hoping that this week I'll get the chance to start either one of them, Hijack
Silo,
or Silo.
Silo is not
It's a series. I'm thinking of starting.
There's one.
And
one.
He went on to say, there's one other one. Don't worry, we'll get to recommendation. He said, The Little Mermaid, Twisted Metal, it's mid, but it has its moment. Hidden Strike, The Witcher and The Fountain, Season 2, Episode 3. Please, if you haven't seen Foundation, watch it.
Okay, I've been seeing, I think I saw the poster for Foundation.
I've been saying I'll watch Foundation. When the first season came out, I was like, okay. When now the second season is out and I just did it, like...
Yeah, so for the ladies listening, after you watch Foundation, watch Primer.
Wow.
And Primer, just... is it the 2000?
No!
You know, Foundation is what ladies put on their face. Hey. Then Primer, they also put it on their face.
I don't know. I don't wear makeup now, like two of you.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. Why would they love me?
Okay, so tell us about Primer that was made in 1428.
No, it was 2004. It was easily one of the best time traveling movies.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, wow.
So you're telling me it's not a spin-off from the one done in 1422?
You are not nice. I say you're not nice. Well, guys, we are waiting for your messages and your calls. Let's know those movies that scarred you, that you have childhood trauma or growing up trauma from. One, can you remember this movie, End of the Wicked?
End of the Wicked, of course, now.
Nigerian movie.
And The Captive.
I think I remember.
You don't remember.
In the age of cultism in Nigeria, like that blood money and rituals, was crazy. It was crazy.
What was that burial own? The one with Clem?
Oracle.
Is Oracle?
Is it Oracle? Something burial. Last burial.
Last burial. Yes.
Lord.
Although Egg of Life.
Those
had very scary moves.
An innocent man. But remember, that man that was buried up to his
death. Yes.
When the father comes for the son,
Ikemefuna.
He prepared to answer.
His name was Ikemefuna.
Is Vuga not part of...
So Vuga was
not scary. It's not scary. It's like more of action, right?
Yes, Vuga was more
because
of action.
I just remembered one now. It was is this Nigerian movie? I don't know. I don't... do we have...
You don't know. You don't
know. We have a call.
Let's take this call. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, my son. Okay, well, what's the name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Friday. I'm calling from Jua.
Okay, right, Friday.
Talk to us.
I don't know if you guys remember this one called Karashika.
Karashika, queen of demons. Lucifer, queen
of demons. Of course, that scared anybody growing up because that was part of the songs that made me not bad for
now. So I guess I'm going to grow up. Wow.
Wow. We are talking about Gen Zs. They will not understand.
They don't know. They don't know.
You know, there are people that are in between. Like me, I don't know if I'm Gen Z or
Ineka the Pretty Serpent.
The original one, right? Yes, not this new one, no.
And that her cat transformation. Oh my God.
They say Ineka the Pretty Serpent. I still, you know, I asked that question. How would you call somebody the Pretty Serpent and the only thing she talks to is cat?
Good. He's a marine spirit.
Judith from Lokoguma said, Venom, why now? Venom 3, why now? Guys, what's the update on A Quiet Place 3? Well, nothing yet.
It's still quiet.
The movie is still quiet. Yes, the movie that traumatized me was Chucky and Final Destination 1-5.
Yeah.
Chucky actually traumatized me, but I can still remember his transformation. Akina Pointa Pointa Timbela. Akina Pointa Pointa Timbela. Give me the power. I beg of you. Thunder. Forget that thing. My name is Chucky. Do you want to play?
Do you want to play?
When he not transformed, my name is Chucky. Don't with me. Let's continue.
Good evening, guys. My name is Osh from Abuja. The movies that traumatized me are plenty: Chucky, Evil Dead, Final Destination, and Karashika.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Sucre say, hi, guys. I beg, make una stop that joke. Now, my guy, Chinatu, una, they refer to as fine babe. No be also.
Now, message.
Now, una see follow, now they support. Now, una follow, they put fire. Now, they call me sidekick, even when I say sidekick.
Sidekick, let's continue the message.
Is it the movie that traumatized me even when I don't grow small? Now that Wrong Turn. The Wrong Turn. I can't remember it.
So when we are talking about The Wrong Turn, can we talk about The Shining?
The Shining.
You see that blood scene?
Oh, man.
Thing is, I don't know how you would call list of scary movies and you won't put a Nigerian movie. Because trust me,
growing up,
I'm not talking about you guys. Because growing up, we didn't used to know this. Now when we don't grow up ourselves, now we can't see
America.
Please help us scroll through the Instagram because there's a lot of messages.
There's a lot of messages
that we've not, but more just they take us small. And Judy said, Bad Boys. I be Bad Men. I'm not sure if I should look forward to it. And then Yaro says, Evil Dead traumatized me real low. And Judy says it's called Witches, Chinatu. Okay, check
so
it out.
So that movie is Witches.
Witches.
Okay, that's the one you say you haven't watched.
Yeah, Kuku.
No, I've seen
the Kuku.
Okay, the Kuku. Yeah. Oh.
He's Witches now.
And OG, our guy, Pluto said, for me, now Michael Jackson Thriller.
Actually, Michael Jackson's
yeah.
Thriller.
Yes,
falls across the line.
No,
land.
Thriller was...
Yeah,
the makeup and special effects was fantastic.
I mean, believe that, you know. And to make it worse for me, but growing up, we stayed in one part of Kano. I think it was Sabongari. And our estate was sharing fence with the graveyard. And hey, now there was God. A shortcut through the graveyard to the market.
There's so, always a shortcut. You know, I served in Kano. There's always a shortcut in the graveyard.
So that thing, I just believe one day, there was one time my mom said I should go and sweep outside like our compound. And he showed me that, say, I saw some people doing... Okay, mom said, Jaiva said, lawnmower scene, airplane scene, bathroom scene in Final Destination. Then Yaro says, Omo, Kujo is very scary, right? It's a very scary movie. I feared dogs at that point of my life.
Kujo.
And then we have more messages. Horror movies traumatized me for real. I barely watched them. I remember.
Yeah. I know what you did last summer.
Okay, I know what you did last summer. Was I Spit on Your Grave too was quite scary.
Yes, I Spit on Your Grave was crazy. And Osh Oroko says, also Chucky still haunts me till today. And El Sami said, what about the Saw series? The Saw was more gross.
Yeah.
It did traumatize did, some people.
Yeah, and even Jason X.
Jason X.
Anytime I saw someone Jason. Working with oh. anytime I saw someone working with Cutlass, but I did fear like legit. I'll be like, say this guy now go just remove Max somewhere, just cover his face, man.
And Osh said, please don't forget The Grudge. Still haunts me till today. Alright, thank you very much for all though. We still have loads of messages right here on WhatsApp. And The Exorcist, that one scared me silly.
Okay, yeah, the old Exorcist.
The old
Exorcist. Yeah, that was scary.
From Kurudu. And please, oh.
What?
Huh?
Shoki Don Waiting Don Pedro.
Don Pedro.
Ah, hola,
we don't know.
Hola,
Salvador.
Gabriel from that base said all the movies and series released by Marvel after Endgame were all average and mediocre, with the exception of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Spider-Man No Way Home, and maybe Loki. The series released by Marvel were all really boring for me. And he said, I watched the movie I watched as a kid that scarred me for life was The Exorcist, and I couldn't sleep for days. The movie really messed with my head.
Yeah.
Oh, and Joel said, if I may ask, is Extraction overhyped? Which one, Extraction or Extraction 2? They say, who is going to be the new James Bond? Right now, Barbara Broccoli hasn't said anything yet, but they are still in active search for a new James Bond. So it may be Henry Cavill, it may be Tom Hardy, it may be
no,
an unknown face.
No, it should
face.
Be Henry. I mean,
it
I
might
feel
be an unknown
I'm
face.
I'm pitying the guy. Hey, you go here, then for sure you go this side. Nothing is working. The village will they follow us. So.
Actually, in our village, we will follow.
Ah, so
anyway,
I mean.
A message here says, good evening, guys. Ultimate Power was scary for me. Where you have Ishaworo. You remember?
Yes.
You remember? Yeah. What's the name of this church that does? Mike Bamiloye and the wife. Those guys say greetings to Yawaski director in the house. I'm an upcoming actor and I've acted with Yawaski twice now. Sunday.
Yes,
Sunday
it's this guy that
Apple.
Do evil people.
Sunday
you,
from
you remember evil
okay,
people?
Yeah, so
the one that had really strong Edo accent.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, bro.
This is our guy.
It's our guy. Sunday.
Fantastic actor. But you see that thing, that Edo thing. Because it happens on set too. You get like I'm Edo too. So when you hear that evil people, like boys, this boys where they here.
Anyways, El Sami sends in a message and says Hellraiser series. I wasn't scared for Hellraiser. Drag Me to Hell was the one that was that one shocked me, because I was not scared to talk to old people. I was just thinking that one old person would just tell me, yeah, we go to hellfire. Like, you won't know. Drag Me to Hell was crazy.
OJ from Guarimpa here say, I bumped into Van Helsing yesterday. Which of the Van Helsing? Is it the 2004 movie or the series that started some years ago? He said the green screen.
I think it's the 2004 series.
Exactly. He said, no, the movie. The one with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
He said, the green screen and visual effect were too much and unpalatable for me, but I think I enjoyed it anyway. Till today,
that's still one of the best transformations
me,
for a Dracula and a werewolf. Van Helsing.
Van Helsing still has one of the best werewolves in a vampire movie.
Come on, man.
And he says, for the movie that kind of troubled my young age, it has to be a few movies from Mount Zion movies.
Yeah, Mount Zion.
Their portrayal of hell, witches, and dark powers are it for me. There was one video, but you didn't send me that video. That's in the payment. So there was one video about they say hellfire, and that's just some guys dancing.
Okay, yes, I remember one of those Mount Zion movies. Like that's for me.
They were dancing inside that video was so funny.
Ah, then you now hear, Chinatu, what's that sound effect?
Somebody will not.
Hey, Jide again say movies where fear me pass now. Hammer House of Horror. Nice one. Yes, that did a number on me too as a child. And Abuja, please, Chinatu is not a chick, but he's a full-fledged man. Ambassador Afam is fighting for your rights.
He's fighting for your rights. My brother, go to court.
Ambassador Afam. Because somebody, I don't want to say this, Jinx, I didn't wait for you somewhere. Jinx is not saying, because somebody said, Natu has an admirer. Jinx, that's it. I shall pray it's not, he not put rainbow. No, don't do that.
Someone from New Caro said, for me, highwaymen traumatize me. Anytime I see a car with one headlight, chai.
actually, Emeka from here, all the way from Benin Republic, said, Nigerian movies that traumatize me, Oracle. End of the Wicked, Blood Sisters, The Last Barrier, Blood Egg Sisters. Of Life. Sakobi the Snake Girl.
Blood Sisters.
Sakobi the Snake.
So, yes, there was Blood Sisters.
The Blood, the one with Genevieve and...
There was one before that.
Yeah.
There was one before that.
The Blood Sisters is not the one that did not sang that song.
I didn't take Sakobi the Snake Girl seriously. Not because maybe it didn't have any horror element, but because the song they were singing was Enya and Enigma's song.
No, but that's why I actually, because the thing enter where people did not know Enya at that time. Oh, they don't feel cry now. The copyright. Slamming.
And good evening, guys. The movie that traumatized me the most is Annabelle and Rhythm of the Gods. Felix from Guzape.
Why is nobody talking about that movie we can't pronounce? La 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 la, something like that.
The Curse of La Llorona.
No, but that wasn't horror now.
It was not scary now.
I didn't see it, but you guys kept talking about it.
It was the trailer, the curse of
La
Llorona.
Is the name for me.
But focus, don't let him.
I had to let him because I mean, LL inside. Sucre again said, another movie that scared the hell out of me, now Living in Bondage.
The original one, Sean, not this one, no.
You know,
this one I watch on the chop.
You know what's very funny about today? The way time is just
fly.
Hey, time don't fly. Oh. Hey, even I know it's time they tell us right now, it's telling us that we should get out.
We should
do
a run.
So today, permit us not to give you movie recommendations.
Yes.
Because we want to just go.
We want to read all your messages.
You want to read all your messages and run out of the studio.
And he said the part where Kenneth Ogonko used his wife for ritual and she keeps appearing to him. Yes. Especially that the wife and she was appearing on the bed.
So Diamond Ring did not traumatize anybody.
Diamond Ring did have like some.
I actually thought that was actually something that happened in real life. Like I was really scared for Teju Babyface.
Yes.
I actually thought he was going to die.
They do
real
some,
life.
They
when
do
I when I saw him on TV, I was like, is it not this guy that wants to die? Yeah.
Did they try?
Diamond Ring.
And there's this one, I don't know if you guys saw it. This group of women that were putting their husbands in a small bottle.
Yes, it's like granite bottle.
Then for night, the one is saying, Ekuwe, Ekuwe. Mother to devour, vulture to devour, right? You remember, right? Yeah. I say, that people, anyone wants to see my mind. Oh my God.
Like he continued, he said, and he ran to the native doctor who killed a ram alive and pouring the blood on him while he knelt down. After seeing that movie, anytime I pour water on my head to bath, the scene go come for my head and I will start screaming. They nearly carry me go deliverance. Say, I don't depossess. And another message here from Clem. He said, hi guys, the movie that scared me was Witches, the Ikukuleku, and also Last Barrier, Oga Clem, in that coffee.
Hi,
this is Ike from Gariki. And good evening, house. Evil Dead was really scary for me back in the days. Debo from Asokoro. And good evening, my guys, from this is us still. He said, I feel like Get Out was low-key scary for not, but was low-key scary too, not for getting living in bondage. Get Out too hard. Imagine they catch you, come put white person as your shop. No, it
that's
had,
not scary.
Do you remember this movie? End of the Weekend.
End of the Weekend.
Yeah, yeah, end of the Weekend. When they call the chop for person back, person they sleep for
night. I didn't collect gifts from classmates because I thought I would be initiated. I was traumatized.
See, movies,
actually.
We cannot deny. We had this conversation one time saying, you cannot take the right and the impact that
old Nollywood had.
Yeah. New Nollywood is not having it.
Yeah,
it's not plastic.
See, old Nollywood bar rearranged, like it actually formatted many of our
even brain. Yoruba people remember Koto Aye.
Oh my God.
Okay, see, the way this conversation is going, and we have to do part two of this so that guys can write out their childhood traumas. But right now, we have to say a very big thank you for everyone who tuned in.
We are sorry, we couldn't read all your messages. Yeah.
Normally, this show is supposed to be from 8 to 9, but we are entering 9 and we are nearing 10. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you good night. We have tried our best.
So,
should we leave with more Ekuku or Enya?
Let's just tease them with the
trailer of The Witcher. It's very epic.
And we'll play that. Tease them with the trailer for Castlevania.
Anyway, we'll see you guys out, guys.
Next week, Sunday.
Peace. Now that's entertainment.